This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Washington, D.C. at PHP World, and my guest is my longtime friend, Ms. Juliet Formers. Now, I got to tell everybody, the reason you and I are such close friends is at the Dutch PHP Conference, you throw the absolute best party ever.
And you're actually now telling everyone about this secret.
Yeah, I know. It is invitation only, but I can remember... I can remember waking up back at the hotel room and going, wait, I thought we were at Juliet's party. So it was, there have been some epic parties at your apartment in Amsterdam when all of us get over there. So thank you for that. If I've not said thank you lately, that is awesome.
You're very welcome.
But you do a lot more than just host the best parties. You've worked on plugins in WordPress for a while, and you've got a new project that you're working on now. Tell us about that.
I've been working lately a lot on the library, which actually included with Teams and plugins, and it's called TGMPA.
Okay.
And it's all about dependencies on plugins. A team might support certain plugins with their whole teaming,
mm-hmm.
so they might require a plugin to be active or recommend a plugin to be active to get the most benefit out of a certain team.
Mm-hmm.
Another plugin might depend on another plugin. So like you have a WooCommerce extension, you need WooCommerce for that extension to be effective.
Wow.
So there's a requirement that it's in... Let's be fair, to tell an average WordPress user to use Composer,
yeah,
that's not going to happen. So
WordPress developers can handle it, but the WordPress for users, the users, no, they're not going to do that.
It's a different level of dependency management, yeah, and a different level of skills you bring into WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
So for developers to set up something which looks like Composer will be easy. For an end user, it should also be easy. And TGMPA is the library which fills that gap.
Hmm.
It makes it easy for end users to install those dependencies within the WordPress admin interface.
Okay.
And we're just lobbying a little bit to try and get that accepted into core at some point in the near future.
So it's a potential core feature. Well, or core plugin.
We're hoping it will be.
Yeah.
We're hoping it will be.
I love the fact that that's how WordPress grows its features these days, is everything starts as a plugin, gets promoted to a feature plugin, and then eventually gets rolled into core. That's a phenomenal idea.
Absolutely, except that this isn't a plugin. At this moment, teams or plugins which want to use this library, they just include it in their own plugin.
So it is a separate library.
So you can actually have a WordPress install which has three different versions of TGMPA in there, and we have to make sure that the installs still work and they use the right version.
Excellent
point.
So it's
a very technically interesting challenge to work with at this moment, which is going to be made so much easier once it's in core.
Excellent point. Yeah. I can see how that would putting it in core would make that a whole lot easier.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Hey, you used to, and you might still, I don't know, work with one of my absolute favorite plugins, Yoast.
Absolutely, it's one of the first plugins I got into contributing to. Yoast SEO, WordPress SEO, as most people still know it. It got rebranded sometime over the last year. Until I think June, I actually had more commits than Yoast. and we're great friends. We really enjoy working together. I've just been really, really busy with other things over the past year. So I haven't contributed much. But that doesn't say anything about what will happen in the future.
Well, I didn't know you were actually working on it until I tweeted out a I love Yoast type tweet, and you responded back with, you're welcome. So I'm like, oh, now I've got friends over there.
if you look at the about page on the Yoast SEO admin page,
uh-huh,
you'll actually see me next to Yoast as the lead developer.
That is cool. That's a great plugin. And, you know, I've got... six or seven WordPress sites up now. It's installed on every one of them.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two plugins that is installed on every one of them, and that's Akismet and Yoast, you know.
And what about the security plugins?
Different ones do. I have different plugins for security depending on the needs of the plugin. I use iTheme Security a lot because they've got Google Analytics or Google. What's the Google?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Two-factor authentication. But I've started playing with. There's a feature plugin that does 2FA that I've started playing with also.
I would also suggest having a look at Securi.
The security
plugin.
You know, I've seen people speak on that at WordCamps, and it did look very good. Yeah. So I'll take a look at that.
And another one I like is WordFence. I mean, I use iTeams a lot, but it's a lot of them just complement each other and have some overlap, but not complete overlap. So it really depends on the kind of hosting you have, which one you need, and maybe sometimes you use two of them, but then disable certain features in the one or in the other to make sure they don't overlap.
Yep. And speaking of having to disable features, it wasn't long ago that Yoast took over my XML, the XML feed for my blog, so that Google can pick it up. And so I had to go in and disable all the, because I had plugins that did just that, you know. and Yoast is going, we'll take care of this for you now. You don't have to worry about it. It's like, okay, you know, I trust you guys.
But they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do a good job. It's a great plugin. So
I mean, Yoast literally actually sits down with Google and talks with them. How should we do this to make sure you get the best information?
Yeah.
And to be quite fair, there's a tiny code mistake somewhere, we actually take Surface down at Google.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can see.
It happens.
Yeah. The popularity of that plugin and WordPress, that combination could wreck them. So.
It happens.
Well, I want to thank
you. But luckily, they talk well with each other.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, and it gets solved quickly as well.
It's good to know that he's got enough pull so that he can actually sit down with Google.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
I like that. That gives me confidence, or more confidence in the plugin. So.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. I know this has been a wonderful conference, and you took time out of your schedule to come talk to us.
With pleasure.
Same question I ask everybody before you go. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
It's AmsterdamPHP.
Oh,
and it's AmsterdamPHP.nl.
There you go.
So not very difficult at all.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you for everything that you're doing to make the PHP community so awesome.
Again, with pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.